friends. You're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. I'm delighted to welcome Annalise Stack, who is the Manager of Business Development in the U.S. and Canada for FEXCO. Annalise, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian.
Tell us about FEXCO.
So FEXCO is a company that is based in Kerry. It was launched in 1981. It's a family-owned company still. They started back with merchant services and foreign exchange, dealing with currencies for retail. And now they've moved over to this FEXCO Horizon card and to manage business solutions that does end-to-end business solutions for small companies and large companies alike. So my role is just really dealing with the Horizon card in the United States and Canadian market.
The Horizon card, indeed, it's not a credit card as such. As a matter of fact, it is a savings card. It's a discount card?
It's actually a card that collects all the VAT taxes that travelers will pay when they're in Ireland. So it's presented at the point of sale along with a credit card or a check or cash, mm-hmm. however anybody is paying, and it stores the VAT taxes. When the traveler leaves Ireland, they register their card through a kiosk, and all of that taxes are registered on our system and then returned back to the customer within a few days of returning home.
That's actually probably most of us have managed, despite the great advantages of duty-free shops, whether we're talking about in Dublin or Shannon or Cork. We're talking about last-minute shopping, which for many of us we feel, this is fine. Many people do not wait until they get to the duty-free shops at the airport, because in visiting Ireland, and now it's with the tourism numbers through the roof, bigger than ever before, a lot of people like to shop around Ireland and not, in fact, wait until they get to the duty-free shops, which incidentally do very well anyway.
But absolutely. They do, and the Horizon card is also used at various attractions and tourist spots. If somebody's going to the Guinness store, for example,
right.
or possibly going into one of the museums, the card is used there also.
So it's not just the purchase of gifts, so to speak.
It does not have to be. It could be on any purchase up to 2,000 euros.
That's pretty good. I don't think prior to this that many of us would be able to even remember or figure out how we would go about getting the tax back. We again associate that, as I say, with maybe some stores of the larger stores in Ireland. Would alert you to the fact that that you would be entitled to get your tax back. But generally, we would assume that if we didn't get it at the airport, we were out of luck, so to speak.
Yeah, and it was such a laborious process before, because everything was done in paper. And you'd have to keep every receipt for every purchase that you made throughout your travel and submit the receipt with your paperwork and then wait weeks for your return.
I know.
So we found at FEXCO that 80% of the travelers were not even sending in their paperwork, so we're leaving their back taxes unclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
And that has certainly changed since the launch of the Horizon card in 2010.
Now, although it's been around since 2010, I think last year they was indeed a banner year again, relating to the record number of tourists from North America. This year we believe that you've just returned from a conference in Florida, one which encompassed about 80% of the travel market. Are those the wholesalers?
They're actually, it was an organization called USTOA, which is the United right. States Tour Operators Association. And about 8 out of the 40 members of USTOA are providers of tours and travel exclusively to Ireland. So they would encompass about 80% of the visitors that are traveling to Ireland, be it an independent travel agency or one of the big tour operators like CIE Tours or TALK or Skeptor or Celtic. Mm-hmm. There are quite a few.
Listen, on this program here, you could stop right up CIE Tours, but that's all right, too.
We can't be biased.
Oh, you can on this program, and this might be a good time. Indeed, most of our listeners would know that CIE Tours, with over 80 years of experience in the U.S., is headed by the chief executive, is Brian Stack, father of our guest, Annalise. And Brian is also president of the Ireland U.S. Council, a very prominent, probably the most prominent business organization with a couple of very special guests of honor recently here at the Metropolitan Club, an organization worthy of a special trip from the Taoiseach of Ireland and the Kenny, and also Jerry Crotty, an entrepreneur who is bringing and who has raised millions and more millions of dollars and euro to set up a new energy device and an industry in County Mayo. However, let's get back to the convenience of the card. First of all, the Horizon card, which, what are the fees? Or how does one go about getting the card to begin with?
Well, there are absolutely no fees. The card is complimentary. And there are two ways of getting, well, actually, there are several ways of getting the card. But it certainly is easier if you have a large group that will be traveling to Ireland to just go through me directly. Because
okay.
if the card is in your hands before you travel, you're able to register it on the U.S. side. When you arrive at the airport, be it Shannon, Cork, or Dublin, you swipe your card once. So now it's already been registered in our system, and it's ready to use once you start shopping. If you don't have your card in your hands when you leave the country, you can pick one up at the airport. We have a Festo office at every one of the airports. And the Festo cards are also available at the 900 retail stores that accept them throughout the country.
900?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now,
so the way that that services work in Ireland, it's actually the merchant that chooses which VAT service they'd like to use. So Festo and the Horizon card is the only system that is a technical platform that uses this credit card. There are several others that still use the paperwork.
Right.
However, Horizon card has the lion's share of the business. So even if a traveler shows up with their paperwork wanting to take their VAT back, the merchant might not accept it. They might want the Horizon card only. And therefore, they will present the traveler with the Horizon card, and they'll have to register it there on the spot.
The and indeed, we might point out that Fexco, in the three decades plus have operations now in 28 countries?
Absolutely. And they have over, they have several thousand employees, 2,000 employees, and we are now in, obviously, Ireland and the UK,
right.
And huge in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since my position was formed back in March of last year, we're in the U.S. and Canada also. So it's growing
yeah.
quite rapidly.
Now, when you talk about the world's biggest brands across multiple industries through a wide range of products and services, do many of those? I know you've mentioned that 900 shops throughout Ireland. Are they all the major shops, clothing stores, whatever?
Yes. Certainly the ones that our American tourists like to visit, such as
right.
the Blarney Woolen Mills, Brown Thomas, you know, certainly the larger destinations accept the card. But you'll also find that some of the smaller mom-and-pop shops throughout the countryside also accept the card.
Uh-huh. Obviously, you've pointed out that on tours we have big guided tours in Ireland. Obviously, it would be easy to spread the word, but let's say that as any individual, anybody listening, can get this card or can go through the process before leaving.
Absolutely. The card is available to everybody. They can go on to the website, which is www.fetco.com, or anybody can send me an email directly, and I will personally send a card to them if they're within the United States.
Okay. How do we do that?
My email address is a.stack@fetco.com.
Okay. One more time.
a.stack@fetco.com. And my office is in New York, so very easy for me to send any type of information to our local listeners that are in the United States and Canada, for that matter.
Okay. FETCO, the company, the Horizon card, again, little known but a very valuable card, which you can get for free. Friends, available to anybody who's heading for Ireland. And it is the FETCO company. It's the FETCO Horizon card. Our guest, Annalise Stack, and an email is a.stack@fetco.com. We do know that has gotten it is extremely well reviewed, and with the American now and again going back to the tourism and the coach tours and the tremendous number of people who are visiting Ireland. This is fantastic and gets us away from all of the paperwork, much of which lies in a drawer because we have all kinds of great plans of how we're going to do this when we come back, and then you have to figure whether it's worth the hassle or not.
And you know, Adrian, the VAT is up to 22% in Ireland. So if you're making a purchase up to 2,000 euros, you know, most travelers will receive over $200 back. So it is certainly worth pursuing. Otherwise, it's just money that is left sitting in a drawer, which none of us want to do these days.
Right. And practically every item that you buy in Ireland, by the way, VAT, is value-added tax. It is a tax that, as you say, it's very sizable.
Yeah, absolutely.
200, you can save $200. And it's not that difficult to or 200 euro, really, it's not that difficult to plow through a couple of thousand euro dollars in Ireland. And now at 900 locations, you have your card and the work is done for you. Now, when you then you swipe your card at the airport before you come back?
Yes, that's it. So it's a three-step process. You register your card. You swipe your card when you land in one of our kiosks.
Mm-hmm.
You present your card at the point of sale. And when you're leaving the country, you swipe your card again. Now, if you have purchased all of your items in cash and you have not used a credit card, you mm-hmm. can still get that back on any credit card that you choose. So the Horizon card will still store all of the VAT taxes on the card, and you would just indicate if you want your VAT back on your MasterCard, your Visa, American Express, whatever you'd like to use, and it'll be sent back there within a couple of days of landing back in the U.S.
The question that hasn't been asked, but I already know the answer, and that is that the Fexco kiosks are open 24 hours a day at the airports in Ireland.
They are, and we also have staff offices at the airport. So if anybody has any questions, any customer service issues, would like lists of the merchants that have the card, there's always somebody there to answer your questions.
Very good. Okay. Again, friends, the website or to get in touch with my guest, the managing director of business development for the U.S. and Canada for North America for Fexco, Annalise Stack, who's, if you want to send an email, it's a.stack@fexco.com. Good luck, and thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you so much, Adrian, for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.